In this week's parsha, we read of one of the most irrational mitzvot that there are in the entire Torah. It's called the Para Aduma, the red heifer. It's a very strange ritual that tells us that if somebody is impure, they are to go find a red heifer, a red cow, and make a little concoction with the ashes and some other ingredients. And a pure person would sprinkle that recipe on the impure person's head. And the impure person would become pure. But the catch is, the pure person who did that then becomes impure. It's a cycle of purity and impurity. If that didn't seem strange enough, I challenge you to go find a red heifer today. Basically impossible. There were only a few red heifers ever in the world. And so our rabbis tell us a story of a group of Jews that once was searching for a red heifer. And they exhausted their entire possibility until they found a non-Jewish farmer who had a red heifer. And so they decided to buy this red heifer from this farmer. But the farmer understood that this mitzvah was so important to the Jewish people that he could basically charge whatever he wanted. So even though the face value was only 4 pieces of gold, they began to negotiate. And finally he sold this red heifer to the Jews for 1,000 pieces of gold. And so that night when the Jews went to get their money and bring it back to this non-Jewish farmer, the farmer decided to trick the Jews. You see, our Torah tells us that the red heifer had to be perfect. It could never have been used for work. In fact, it says, Ale Aleha Ol, that it could never have had a yoke upon its neck. And so that night, the farmer went into his barn with the red heifer and put a yoke upon its neck. And the next morning, when the Jews returned with their 1,000 pieces of gold, the farmer took off the yoke and gave it to the Jews. Now the Jews were smart. They looked at the cow, and they knew that the yoke had been placed on it for 2 reasons. Because the Torah tells us that a perfect red heifer would never have squinty eyes, and would never have hair on its neck that was flat. They looked at the cow, they knew it was no longer perfect, and they told the farmer, "Sell it to somebody else. We're not going to buy it." The farmer was stunned that they understood what he had done. And the non-Jewish farmer looked up into the sky and said, Baruch Shebachar Ha'umazo. Blessed be God that chose this nation. And the farmer went into the barn and took his own life. Now it sounds like an interesting sort of cute story about a red cow that could never really happen. But the deeper message and the question that we ask is, how do rational people deal with irrational actions in the world? You may have seen in the LA Times this week an editorial by the former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Michael Oren. And he wrote in his new book that's come out this week called Ally about the interesting relationship between the US and Israel at this moment and during his years as an ambassador. But he specifically also zeroes in on the nuclear negotiations with Iran vis-a-vis the U.S.-Israel relationship. And in it he says that the negotiations are contingent on one thing: if people see Iran as a rational or as an irrational regime. He says if you see it as rational, then of course they're going to cooperate with negotiations because of fear of sanctions, and because they fear the loss of world power. But if you see the regime as irrational, then you cannot escape the fact of all of the years of denial of the Holocaust and blaming all of the world's problems on the Jews or the Zionists. And he said as an ambassador, that was a big difference about how America and Israel viewed the regime. He said, while America saw Iran as cooperative based on fear, Israel sees the regime as radical, striving to commit another genocide against the Jews. I bring this to your attention because when you look at the story of the farmer and the red heifer, the farmer was brilliant. The farmer understood that even though everyone around him may have thought he was rational, the farmer knew that he, even if he signed the deal, he didn't have to keep the deal. And even further, he knew that no matter what, he could go further in his concessions because he knew that the other side needed the red heifer. And therefore, a cow that was only worth 4 pieces of gold sold for 1,000 pieces of gold. The red heifer in the Iranian regime, not exactly equal, but at this moment in time, just 3 days from another deal, or at least a time that the deal was extended, is an important thing for us to look at this morning. And therefore, on your pew bulletin in front of you, you see not words of Torah, but you see words of action. Words of action provided by AIPAC. 5 action items that our elected officials need to know so that they know that they should not just sign a deal, but if it is a deal, it needs to be a good deal. And this Shabbat, therefore, we pray. We pray that those who have the tools, not just to hurt the Jews, but to hurt the entire humanity of the world, understand that they are selling us not a perfect cow, that the yoke has already been placed on that cow's neck. And just like those Jews who were looking for their red heifer, did not settle for any red cow, but needed the perfect cow. Let us not settle for any deal, but the perfect deal. Shabbat Shalom.